I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up next week on Only a Game, stories about the first player to register a hit in professional baseball from the last living relative who actually met him. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our discussion of the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
The NFL season is underway, and Vegas has spoken, and they have made the New York Jets 1,000-1 to win the Super Bowl. Are those odds long enough, or are you going to wait for 2,000-1?
Oh, I'm hanging in there. However, as we learned on Thursday night, the Jets have a chance to be one game ahead of the defending Super Bowl champions on Sunday.
Yeah, there was another little bit that I read that suggested there were five candidates to dethrone the New England Patriots, current Super Bowl champs. Raiders, Steelers, Packers, Seahawks, and Falcons were the five teams listed. Interestingly enough, Kansas City, not among them.
Well, let's be fair. I mean, Kansas City didn't dethrone the Patriots. They just beat them very badly on opening night. I mean, it was pretty embarrassing. The Patriots had this incredible extravaganza before the game. They hung the banner. Everybody cheered. Everybody booed Roger Goodell. A lot of people showed up with red clown noses on their face as a statement of a protest against Roger Goodell. And then the football team went out on the field and stunk up the joint.
Seattle Seahawks defensive end Michael Bennett said this week that shortly after last month's Mayweather-McGregor spectacle, police officers in Las Vegas stopped him, handcuffed him, and threatened him with a gun. Bennett says, quote, for being a black man in the wrong place at the wrong time. Any reason to think he's got that wrong?
No, near as I can tell from the photographs and all, no. Sooner or later, Bill, we're going to lose an athlete. We're going to lose a high-profile athlete to a trigger-happy law enforcement guy. And I don't know that that'll change anything, but it will happen sooner or later.
I'm going to surprise you now because I'm going to suggest that we talk at least briefly about a couple of college football games played last weekend. Liberty University against Baylor and UCLA against Texas A&M. The outcomes would seem to have something in common, no?
Well, one thing, Liberty over Baylor is one of the most amazing upsets ever. And UCLA had to come all the way back from 34 points down to beat Texas A&M. Quarterback Josh Rosen got a leg up on the Heisman field.
Got it. Nice pose.
Thank you. And you won't see, you know, a more amazing individual performance than that all year. I don't care that it's only the second or third week of the season.
Stacey Lewis had not won a tournament on the LPGA Tour in 3 years. And a lot of people in Houston are very happy that she broke that losing streak on Sunday, Charlie.
Yeah, she won the tournament in Portland, Oregon. And she sent her $195,000 first-place check to Harvey Relief in Houston. And I think that's really quite something.
Yeah, she's a Houston native,
yeah, she's
native,
from Houston,
of course.
Yes.
Right. The 2017 class of the Basketball Hall of Fame will be inducted this weekend. It will include Rebecca Lobo, Tracy McGrady, and George McGinnis, among others. Any of the other names stand out for you?
Well, the one that stands out to me is Rebecca Lobo, because I thought for sure she was already in the Hall
of
Fame.
I would have thought so, too. Yes, absolutely.
And you know, I think McGinnis is a good grab. There aren't many of the guys from the old ABA who you would consider for the Hall of Fame. He was one of the last ones. And I'm very happy for George McGinnis.
The LA Clippers have reconfigured their arena to provide what they are calling star courtside seats. For $175,000, you can see each Clippers home game from one of these seats. You want to sign on right here?
No, I don't, because I hate sitting right at courtside. I like an elevated view of the game. I always have. All you see at courtside in the NBA is a lot of really big people going really
legs.
Fast. Going really fast.
Yeah. I hope they can find enough stars in Los Angeles for those star courtside
seats.
Well,
I mean, there's at least, probably 5 or 6 TV shows that get canceled before the NBA season starts. So those folks will have nothing else to do.
That's right. The WNBA playoffs are ongoing. The Seattle Storm out of the postseason. But late last week, star guard Sue Bird became the league's all-time assists leader.
Yeah.
She has 2,600 assists. That's a lot of assists.
You know what it means? A lot of people are hitting shots, too.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be fair. This isn't like hockey.
Yeah, but she throws them to the right people.
She does throw them to the right people in the right places at the right time, yes.
Finally, Charlie, I know how much you love world records.
All right. Sports!
All right. I don't know how much you like guacamole. However, in Mexico, they like it a lot, or at least they like to make a lot of it. And are you ready for a world record pot of 6,600 pounds of guacamole?
3 tons of guacamole and a tortilla chip.
A giant tortilla chip
the size of Saskatchewan.
All right, there's another world record.
Oh, sports!
And it goes with guacamole. It's about beer. In Bavaria, Oliver Strumpfell recently broke his own beer stein carrying record by transporting 31 of the full steins. And they weighed 152 pounds altogether, and he carried them over 130 feet, and he not only didn't fall, as in Strumpfell, he didn't sneeze, I guess.
Yeah, but he dropped a couple of them, so the record is 29.
Oh.
This is a real tragedy.
I wonder if they booed when he dropped two of them.
The brand new agony of defeat thing for Wide World of Sports. Oliver had 31 tankards, walked 40 meters with them, and put them down. But as he was putting them down, two fell over, which apparently in tankard carrying, you know, qualifies as not having been carried if it doesn't stand up on the table. I feel bad for Oliver. I really do. It's 152 pounds of beer, or as we used to call it when I was in college, Thursday afternoon.
I was afraid you were heading in that direction. You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce in Sports Illustrated from time to time, and he joins me each week on Only a Game as well. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.